Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show today. So what are we going to talk about? Well, I thought I'd get into what I thought was an interesting topic. I'm not trying to define or cut hairs or whatever you call it, but two different words, appreciation or gratitude. Now, there's different definitions of the two words, which is kind of crazy. They seem to be very similar. So the distinction, okay, what's the difference? Now, the reason I bring this up and the reason I got into the topic of appreciation and gratitude is, we need to show a great deal of appreciation right now for a lot of people in the world who are doing things for us. For example, nurses that are taking care of all the sick with the virus, right? Shouldn't we be showing a lot of appreciation for them and what they're doing, or gratitude that they're able to help us in situations, right? That's really an important thing. So that's why I wanted to talk about the two words. My spirit guides, I think I'll let them talk to you a little bit more about it. Now, I do take calls, okay? But I do give information from your ancestors. You know, your great-grandmother, great-grandfather, either side, your that best friend that you knew when you were young, or perhaps even your neighbor or your school teacher. And sometimes there are famous people that want to talk about certain subjects. So we'll do that if you are so inclined. I usually try to let that be the second half of the show over the last 15 minutes, but if somebody has an urgent need to speak to one of their deceased relatives or a famous person, maybe you want to hear from Robin Williams. Maybe you need a little more in your life, okay? But again, I'll let my spirit guides talk to you a little bit about what's going on and their attitude about gratitude and appreciation, because they're, you know, looking up the word, because I always kind of like, okay, let's see what people have to say about it. And I think I get the, okay, let me, gratitude unlocks the fulfillment of life. It turns, this is from Melody Beattie, on gratitude, unlocks the fullness of life. It turns that we have into something up and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order. But that doesn't really define it, right? Let me define gratitude in a little different way that you may understand or you may not understand. Okay, I don't know. You're going to understand different ways. Gratitude is, wow, I almost got hit by that truck. Gratitude is, I'm so grateful that I didn't get hit by the truck. Okay? That's another form of gratitude, is gratitude for things that happen in your life, that I was blessed in certain ways. I think of gratitude and appreciation. Gratitude is more of a past tense thing. I'll let my spirit guides comment on this also. And appreciation is more forward. I'll think about that. We'll kind of get into that definition. We'll think about that a little bit more. So we'll define the difference. So, you know, I can get hit by the truck. I'm grateful that I finished college on time, or I'm grateful that I was doing that, or doing this, or doing that, or this happened in my life. So I think the gratitude is looking back on your life. Hey, it could be 10 minutes ago. It doesn't have to be like years and years ago. So gratitude is saying thanks for things that happened to your life, that you made it through, that your life extended, you grew, like, grateful that source energy, you call it God, I call it source, was able to assist me in certain things. I'm grateful that I made it through this virus without getting sick, right? Or I survived, or I had a mild case of it and it didn't impact me greatly. I am grateful that I got that job last week, or I'm able to maintain my job, right? So if I look at gratitude from all I've read about word and the definition, and I like this definition, that gratitude is about something that happened in the past, something that you can be appreciative of. Here we go, the word, I'm mixing the words again so that the past is not something that you look back at and go, wow, I'm so grateful that I made it in my teenage years, right? I'm grateful for that. Appreciation, from the definition of I understand the word, now you may have a different definition of it, is appreciating things in your life or things that are going to happen. I appreciate that I'm going to be able to do this show. I appreciate the fact that I have this medium to go through and do this show. I really appreciate the fact that I'm able to channel my spirit guides. That's a little different effort, but it is really a forward-thinking thing. It's not a back-thinking thing, right? Okay, so we're going to do that. We're going to talk a little bit more about it. But I wanted to get into the main emphasis, and then we'll let my spirit talk a little bit more about this. What we should be showing appreciation or gratitude now. You know, there's a lot of people in this world who are helping us right now through the crisis, right? We have doctors. We have nurses. You know. So we show appreciation for them and that they're here for us. Now, it doesn't have to be a doctor. It doesn't have to be a nurse. Okay? It can be the person who goes to work every day, stocks the shelves at the market. It can be the farmers who actually are picking their crops and putting themselves in jeopardy of the virus because of people they're working with, or the people at the plants who are packaging food or processing the food. And it can be anyone like that. So it can be all of those. And so showing appreciation, how do you show appreciation? That's the main point. How do we show appreciation for people in our lives that are doing these things for us? Okay? How do we show appreciation? How do you show appreciation? There's a website that you can actually show appreciation and donate to an organization that help nurses. You know, they have sacrificed so much in this time of crisis. They can't go home. They can't even see their children. They can see their children through blind. They can wave at the children. So, well, do we show appreciation for the nurses? Do we show appreciation for those? Do we say thank you very much for your service? Or the doctors? You know, doctors and nurses are dying every day to take care of us during the coronavirus. Do we have appreciation for that? Are we grateful for them in our lives? Another thing I think of too, and I just wanted to do this show about that, and I wanted to show appreciation and put that shout out to all of them. Okay? How do we do it? How do we show more appreciation? How do we thank them? In my area, at 8 o'clock every night, people get on their patios and howl, like, ooh, and say thank you for the nurses. Lives. They take time out to show appreciation for them, for the work that they're doing. Can we do that? Do you tip the driver that drops off your food and puts his or her life in jeopardy or their health in jeopardy to deliver your food to you? Or those in, let's say, the companies like Amazon who package the food and put it on the trucks and send it to you? Do we show appreciation for those people? Can we do more? Can we show more appreciation? Can we thank our God for them, for these people in our lives right now? So that's why I wanted to take this show a little bit on to the subject. Now, I will let my spirit guides talk to you a little bit about this thought, and I will take calls. Again, the calls I take are about you getting messages from your ancestors, those who past, those that can help you. A couple of minutes before my spirit guides talk to you about this whole subject. Let's talk a little bit about the idea of how spirit works with this, how we can work through that. I'm all tangled up here. My wires are all tangled up. They will untangle. Okay, so how can we do that? How can we do more of that in our lives? I help people and what it means to help people. We all have problems. This is a difficult time for all of us. And when I talk to people, it's not so much about what's going to happen in their future. Of course, I get messages about things that are going to unfold from time to time. And so I get those messages for you about what's going on, what could be happening in your life. You know, one of my friends who's also a psychic medium posted on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, if you want to join me, please join me on Facebook. I think the link is here. If not, send me a message, email me, and I'll include you on Facebook. You just look up my name, George. Come on, I'm all over Facebook, right? All over, right? Okay, so what does it mean? What does it mean to help people? It's give hope. That's a big word. I appreciate you. Love you guys. I think we're united as a family right now. I'm going to talk a little bit about when my spirit guides think the virus will get to a place where we can get back to somewhat normal. I don't think we're ever going to get back into complete normality. I think at the back of our minds will be this crisis, right? We'll always wonder, when's it going to come again? When is it coming back, right? When's it coming, or is it going to come back? Till we get a vaccine, we're always a little concerned about the future. But we need hope. We need hope at this time that we're going to make it through. And that's part of my job, is to help people to see that, yeah, you'll make it one way or the other, right? You'll make it. So that's what I do. But I give message from your ancestors and from spirit guides on how you can make it, how you can thrive instead of just survive. Let me give you a message that I kind of wrote this morning, and it's all about this idea that keeping a positive mental attitude, appreciating your life, appreciating who you are, showing gratitude constantly for what you have in your life and showing appreciation, and it's positive thinking. I'm thinking what comes to mind sometimes when I think about this whole thing of appreciation and gratitude and how it affects us individually. What Brene Brown said one time, talking about crisis, crisis in our lives. Right now we have crisis. We have these horrible things in our lives, and we're always kind of fearful of what's going to happen now. What's going to happen next? Is that shoe going to fall, and we're going to be in this really horrible place again? What stops that? How can we change that vibration around? How can we change that from, oh my God, the shoe's going to drop, something horrible's going to happen, that expectation of something negative in our lives? How do we shift that? And I like this thought. Show appreciation. Show gratitude. Appreciate of what's good in your life. What's the value in your life? What do you appreciate? And I think in terms of the more appreciation you show, the more gratitude you show, those words kind of mix them up again and again. The more appreciation you show, the more things that you love in your life and you want to see in your life, the more it happens. You know, I'm a big student of the law of attraction. I think I even mentioned that I've been studying the law of attraction for over 20 years. And the law of attraction, or this kind of Jesus even talked about the law of attraction, you reap what you sow. You will reap what you sow. And that's a mental aspect. If you put it out there to the universe that you want certain things in your life, you keep a positive mental attitude about it, and you keep visualizing what you want in life, visualizing the outcome you want, visualizing whatever that is, the prosperity, the job, the relationship, continue to put it out there, and then you're sending that energy out to the universe. And I use the word universe here. You could call it heaven, God, you call it, but you put it out there, that's what comes back to you, what you've been asking for. But many of us go, wait a minute, time out. Okay, stop there. Hold it, wait a minute. I've been doing that for a long time. I've been putting that out there. I've done the visualizations. I've done the vision board. I've done all this stuff. I'm stuck. it doesn't seem to happen for me. What do you think about that? Is it your fault? Is it God's fault? Whose fault is it? Is there a fault? The universe responds to you. God responds to you based on what you're putting out there. It's a vibration. It's not words. It's a vibration. Is it a positive vibration? Is it a vibration of joy? Is it a vibration of love? Or, excuse me, is it a vibration based on fear? Are you fearful? Are you fearful? When you ask, it's out of fear, and it's out, if it's from a negative place, you're putting the wrong energy out there. You're putting an energy that only attracts more fear. Think about that. You ever notice that I get clients all the time, and they go, my life is horrible. Everything seems to be bad. Everything seems to be bad. I seem to keep getting bad in my life. Everything seems to be happening horribly in my life. Because to some degree, now I know there's time and unforeseen occurrences befall people, and sometimes they have to give that answer because you don't want to get down on people too much and say, it's your fault. You're creating the world that you're creating. You're creating all this negativity in your world. But to some degree, you are. I know that's hard. That's a difficult one to digest, that I'm creating my own problems. But you are, to some degree. Because it's your thoughts that you're putting out there based on the vibration that you're putting out there. One of the worst vibrations that you can put out there if you're really wanting to manifest something in your life is doubt. Doubting something. Vibration of doubt. Well, I really want that new car, but I don't think I can get that new car. I don't know how I can get that new car. It just doesn't seem to work for me. It doesn't seem to work for me. Okay? But I keep putting it out there. I keep asking for it. I got this board with all these pictures of these cars I want, but it never seems to happen for me. So you can see that energy of doubt, that energy of fear, of questioning the ability of the universe of God to bring you what you want, right? Can you feel the difference when you go into life and you say, I'm going to get that new car. I know that the universe will provide me a new car. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm going to have faith. I'm going to believe it. I'm just going to put it out there, go on my life, get into a joyful, peaceful, loving state, and I know it's going to happen. I just know it. I just know that person's going to come into my life. I know that job's going to happen. And if you go into situations with a joy and appreciation and love, you are moving the universe your direction. Okay, I'm going to let my spirit guide talk to you, the Sarah group. I've been channeling them for, a long time. Seems like a long time. Okay? So I want to channel them for a few minutes. Now, I still have time if anybody wants to call in and ask questions to your ancestors about this whole subject. I just want to emphasize before I do that, go back to this topic about, are you showing appreciation and gratitude for those in your life that are making your life a little bit easier? Are you showing appreciation for the EMTs and the doctors and the nurses and the stocking clerks and all of those people that are making your life a little bit better? How can you show more appreciation? You send them a card. I saw this beautiful video where young kids were making beautiful little cards for police officers and for nurses and doctors. And so can you do that? It brings tears to my eyes when I think about these children doing it spontaneously to show appreciation. They're not being forced to do it. They do it. Maybe they're asked to do it, but they show appreciation for everything that's going on. So can you do that? Can you show little bits of appreciation? Okay, so let's get back to my spirit guides. I just want to emphasize that so much today, that how can we show appreciation? Thank you. Sometimes just a smile and a thank you for what you're doing. When you see a nurse, when you see a doctor, when you see an EMT, you see a police officer, are you saying thank you for your service? Are you? Or the military, or whatever it is. People that are service, putting life on the line for you, are you showing appreciation for them? Even if you go to the market and you got a cashier standing there even with a mask on, putting their life on the line to help you. You ever think about that? So can we show more appreciation? You know, we are one big family. You know, as I mentioned to one of my friends today, you know, we're all interconnected. Our vibration goes out to everyone in the universe. Everyone, we are vibrational beings, and every time I put our vibration out there, we're putting it into the matrix of life. So what vibration are you putting out there? Are you putting out vibration of appreciation and love and thank you, gratitude for what they're doing? Or are you kind of negative about it? What are you doing? Send more appreciation. Send more love to these people that are helping you. Well, let me have my spirit guides talk to you a little bit about this. And then, again, I only have a few more minutes of the show, but if you want to call in, maybe the last couple minutes I can give you a message from one of your ancestors. So let me have them. I'm going to go in and let them talk to you for a minute. Well, this topic, and again, this is not George, so I know it sounds the same, and we don't like to manipulate voices to make it sound kind of weird and strange. So some channels do, they get their voices manipulated. But what we say to you is this is a great topic for all of humanity. This is a topic to take seriously. This is a topic, well, let's change the tone a little bit for you. Let's change the tone to, do you appreciate yourself? Do you appreciate who you are? Do you appreciate the fact that you came into a lifetime to accomplish certain things? Do you appreciate why you're on planet Earth? Are you living and fulfilling your mission when you came to planet Earth? Think about that. Do you really appreciate your talents, your abilities? What you brought into planet Earth, your abilities and talents, and your mission that you brought onto planet Earth, really appreciate it? Or do you hide it? Do you bury it? Do you listen to other people about who you are and what you are? Or do you listen to your inner being, your soul, your higher self? Are you tuning in to who you really are to show appreciation for who you are and why you're here? A vast number of humanity just goes through life day to day, just going through the functions, surviving, not really appreciating their gifts, their talents, of using them fully. And we emphasize to you, if you really want to live a full life, a life of purpose, a life that feels really good, we would suggest that you really tune into your higher self, why you're on planet Earth tonight. What are you doing on planet Earth right now? We would say to you, okay, we look at you and we see that many of you are running at 50% of who you are. You got some gifts, you got some talents, but you don't use them. You bury them, you hide them. For some of you, it's all about money and whatever you can do to make money, right? But is that really your gift? One of your great teachers, Joseph Campbell, talked about if you live your bliss, you don't have to worry about financial problems. If you live your bliss, and we would translate the word bliss to living your purpose, living from your soul, living from your gifts and talents, because you all brought in gifts and talents into the planet. You all had a purpose. You all brought in certain abilities that you're going to use and develop. So are you developing those? Are you using those? We would ask you that. Are you using them? Have you really taken the time to step back activities, the rushing around that you do every day, to stop and meditate and really focus on who you really are? What we mean by that is focus on why you came to planet Earth, why you're in this particular lifetime, what are you doing here, what's your mission? And we would say to you, your mission, regardless of your gifts and talents, whatever that is. You know, you could be an artist, you could be a warrior, you could be whatever you are on planet Earth, that's your gift to do certain things. Are you living completely? Are you living it fully? Are you really developing that talent? Are you really looking into it and saying, well, I do this, I love doing this? See, that's living your bliss. I love doing this. This is who I am. Now, many of you do. Many of you at a very early age discover what it is. And you develop, you own it, and your life seems to be more fulfilling. But if you go through life going, I don't know, I don't want to do that, fight it. You fight that gift. You fight that tell. Well, maybe that's not what I'm here for. Maybe that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. Maybe I shouldn't be doing that, right? You fight it. But when you fight it, you're not living your purpose. You're not living life fulfilled. You're not living a complete life. You're only living shallow lives, lives that don't have complete meaning. Now, if every one of you decided, I'm going to live a complete life, I'm going to live my bliss, I'm going to know what my purpose is, I know what my gifts and talents are, I'm going to develop it completely, fully, and I'm going to do it, your life would be different. Your life would be more fulfilling. Okay? Do it. Just do it. Take the time to really hone in on those gifts and talents and use them completely. You can do it. Every one of you can do it. And the matrix, as George was talking about, the matrix of life means that every one of you has a place on that matrix to do certain things, to complete certain things. You're a big family, and every one of you in this family has a role to play on Earth. You all have gifts, talents to use on planet Earth to make your family more successful, to really make planet thrive and grow and develop, not just financially, but emotionally, spiritually. If you have a spiritual gift, use it. If you have a financial gift, use it. Because, and you do it from a place of bliss, from a place of appreciation, from a place of joy, from a place of love. We see many of the problems on your planet are because you're not living a blissful life. You're not living a life fulfilled. Think about it. Think about it for a moment. And the other thing we want you to keep in mind is we're here for you. All here for you. Everyone in the spiritual realm, the non-physical realm, is here to help you. So take the time. Connect. Learn how to connect to your higher self. Learn how to connect to your spirit guides. Learn how to connect to your ancestors. And when you start to connect with them, they'll give you guidance. They'll show you. They will play on your life. Little miracles will happen in your life to help you get there. So tune in. Learn. Develop that skill of connecting to something greater than yourself. The word greater, probably not the best word here. Just say something outside the physical realm that has an overview of what's going on in the world and an overview, and it understands deeply within you who you are. So connect to it. So I'm just going to leave you with that thought. Thought is appreciate who you are. Learn to develop those gifts and talents and use them without fear, without anxiety. So we'll leave you. Thank you. Okay, I'm back. I want a few more seconds. I guess we're not going to have any calls today. Maybe I will be back Thursday. Now, if you want to hear from your ancestors, contact me or my spirit guides. We do coaching. I love to coach, and that's about helping you get to where you want to be. They're going to help you. They're going to help you. So thank you for listening. I love this show. I love doing this show. I got back into it recently. So thank you. Love you guys. Be well. Stay healthy. Bye.